I'm David Dye. This is the World Cafe. Every week we feature a new artist with something to say as our World Cafe next artist. This week it's a stand-up bass-playing singer-songwriter from Memphis named Amy Levere. Her second album, produced by the legendary Memphis producer Jim Dickinson, is called Anchors and Anvils. Amy doesn't have the strongest voice in the house. Instead, she has one of the most emotive in a gypsy jazz folk R&B context that really suits her strong, slightly off-center writing well. She does have something to fall back on, though. She's an actress, having played rockabilly queen Wanda Jackson in I Walk the Line. We'll play a couple of revenge fantasies from Anchors and Anvils, starting off with this one called Cupid's Arrow.
I found a bow and a little wooden arrow in a store that was full of nothing that I was there for. I bought it for a song had saved up in a pocket, and I tucked it in my coat like a sniper with a rocket. I walked around the cold, cold town, just a maiden on a mission, consumed with ideas of revenge and redemption. But you gotta learn to shoot first if you're aiming to kill. I practiced on a target in a park with empty benches, and the little wooden arrow closed on in each time by inches. Then one day the had changed anything he said was bad.
didn't make the love go right. She thought of him every night and all of the days, missing a baby she did away. Kisses through the concrete sky, hoping they'd reach him in heaven high. Love weighed on her heart like marble stone. Flash of a knife, he was gone. Said he would give her the sun and the moon. Now she has his disdain by a groom. Killing him didn't make her love go.
Killing Him and Cupid's Arrow, a couple of revenge fantasies from Amy Levere. She's our World Cafe Next Artist for this week.